I'm just trying to be a father, raise a daughter and a son, be a lover to their mother, and everything to everyone. Up and at 'em bright and early, I'm all business in my suit. I'm dressed up for success, my head down to my boots. I don't do it for the money, there's bills that I can't pay. I don't do it for the glory, I just do it anyway. Providing for our futures, my responsibility. I'm real good under pressure, being all that I can be. I can't call in sick on Monday when the weekend's been too strong. Just work straight through the holidays, sometimes all night long. You can bet that I stand ready when the wolf growls at the door. I'm silent, I'm steady, I'm true down to my core. And I will always do my duty, no matter what the price. I've counted up the cost, I know the sacrifice. Oh, and I don't want to die for you, but if dying's asked of me, I'll bear that cross with honor, 'cause freedom don't come free. I'm an American soldier, an American, beside my brothers and my sisters. I will proudly take a stand when liberty's in jeopardy. I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American soldier. I'm an American soldier, an American, my brothers and my sisters. I will proudly take a stand when liberty's in jeopardy. I will always do what's right. I'm out here on the front line, sleep in peace tonight. American soldier, I'm an American. An American soldier.
Something like it. Did we practice that ending? I don't remember if we practiced that ending. All right, who else is rolling in here? Yeah, you notice that was funny the way I mispronounced his. Well, actually, I didn't really mispronounce it. I was thinking of. Yeah, anyway. Thanks, Noah. It was funny. And that was even better, right? All right. So we got a few other people hanging out with here. Welcome. Welcome. Remember, we're taking prayer requests, too. So leave your prayer requests in the comments. We'll be lifting those up as we roll along here. This song was specifically requested by Noah. It's written by Matthew West. And I'm going to see if I can remember it. Yep, you're right. Keep going. In my weakest moment, I see you shaking your head in disgrace. I can read the disappointment written all over your face. Here come those whispers in my ear, saying, who do you think you are? Looks like you're on your own from here, 'cause grace could never reach that far. But
But in the shadow of that shame, beat down by all the blame, I hear you call my name, saying it's not open. My heart starts to beat so loud, drown out in all the doubt. I'm down, but I'm not out. There's a war between guilt and grace, and they're fighting for a sacred space. But I'm living proof that grace wins every time. No more lying down in death's defeat. Now I'm rising up in victory, singing hallelujah. Grace wins every time.
Words can't describe the way it feels when mercy floods a thirsty soul. The broken side begins to heal, and grace returns what guilt they stole. But in the shadow of that shame, beat down by all the blame, I hear you call my name, saying it's not over, and my heart starts to beat so loud, drowning in and out the doubt. I'm down, but I'm not out.
There's a war between guilt and grace, and they're fighting for a sacred space. But I'm living proof that grace wins every time. No more lying down in death's defeat. Now I'm rising up in victory, singing hallelujah. Grace wins every time.
For the prodigal son, grace wins. For the woman at the well, grace wins. For the blind man and the beggar, grace wins. For always and forever, grace wins. For the lost out on the streets, grace wins. For the worst part of you and me,
grace wins.
For the thief on the cross,
grace wins.
For a world that is lost.
There's a war between guilt and grace, and they're fighting for a sacred space. But I'm living proof, and grace wins every time. No more lying down in death's defeat. I'm rising up in victory, singing hallelujah. Grace wins every time. Every time. I'm living proof that grace wins every
I got. It's Thursday night. It's practice night. All right, Noah. We survived that one. We did our. We love you. We love you. That's why we learned that one. That's why we learned that. Well, kind of learned that one anyway. So maybe tune in
Sunday.
That's
why we're working on that one.
Tune in Sunday. You might even. Let's see. Who else is rolled in here? Let's see. Todd Truman's on here. Phil's on here. Earl Winstead is hanging out with us, too. Awesome. Noah says thank you. You're very welcome, Noah. Very welcome indeed. Yes, we take requests. Especially when they're written on the back of a
$50 bill. Pass them on forward.
Yeah, but there's nobody
but
here.
But right now, we do accept checks in the mail.
PayPal. PayPal me.
My last name is Garrison.
Feeling really adventurous. Write that credit card number in.
Go for it, caring people. Another one to honor the farm.
If tomorrow all the things were gone I worked for all my life, if I had to start again with just my children and my wife, I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, where there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say
that I'm glad to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the man who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless.
Yes and amen. Who else is hanging out? Yeah, big agree, Noah. Come against that virus stuff. Absolutely. That thing's disgusting. That's just flat out of stop. We've got our call to worship stuff. We're actually going to be doing Burning Me. I think we'll do the whole one right now. We'll do the whole thing because Burning Me is kind of neat. It starts off kind of smooth and easy, and then it gets got a lot of different excitement with it. Let's see. Okay, so Rita, we're gonna do the full thing on this. The words you have on here is probably only like half of it.
Okay, okay.
And honestly, once you get through the words, you can just stop if you want, because it just repeats. So you don't have to worry about the words too much, because as they're listening, they'll say, "Oh, I get that." That sound makes me feel like I'm in the Old West. Give me more Old West sound.
Burn in me,
the fire of the Holy One burning me. The fire of the Holy One burning me.
Your words like a fire burning in my soul. Burn out the dross, bring forth the gold.
Burning me, burning me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me.
Like a fire shut up in my bones. Consume me, Lord. Make me your home.
Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me. Burn in me. Burn in me. Let the fire of the Holy One burn in me.
As you heard on the first round, I got confused, but he didn't. I sang verse one twice. But hey, God is good, God is able, right? And good thing, God bless drummers for keeping me honest.
We're taking care of the dog, sorry. What'd you say?
I'm thanking God for drummers and all you other guys, too. You guys are awesome. You're help immensely. Let's see who else has rolled.
Where he leads me.
Well, okay, then I tell you what. I tell you what, we'll do three verses. How's that? We'll do one, two, and four. We'll do one, two, and four. God bless Rita for clicking. Click.
I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. I can hear my Savior calling. Take my cross and follow me. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him all the way. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him through the garden. I'll go with him all the way. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him, all the way.
Verse 4.
He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory. He will give me grace and glory, and go with me, all the way. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. Where he leads me, I will follow. I'll go with him, all the way.
It wasn't that long. Could have done the extra verse. All right, let's find out. Let's see if George is watching on here.
If you're watching, George, raise your hand.
Okay, it's not showing me that George is watching, but he can, of course, he can watch the replay here. So, yes, there you go. Thank you. Perfect. Perfect. So, Butch Foster, who attends the church here, has a friend who's now a friend, and now his friend is now my friend too. He has a name named a man's named George Moore, and George is up in Salina, about 2 hours north of here. Just go on 127 here, straight up 2 hours. It's that simple. That's how it gets there. And we're hoping to actually get him down here and do this. So he wrote this song a couple weeks ago. Butch had sent it to me on Facebook and got me connected with him. And he graciously said, yeah, here you go. Here's all the good stuff. He sent me the chords and the like. So, George, whether you're watching live now or you're watching live later, we've made a few little tweaks. But, of course, I actually had a conversation with him a couple days ago.
Live later. Sorry, I'm stuck on the live later.
Well, it's us live. Okay. Anyway, if you watch it now or watch it later...
I've got to give him a hard time.
So as George
it would be Thursday.
Yeah, so when George listens to this, he's going to say, that's not quite the key. Okay, so George, we ran it up. We're capo 2. We brought it up a step. So
I don't sing as low as you, George.
Yeah, so well, I wanted to try it with a little higher voice and try a few other things with it. So, Bruce is playing bass on this. I'm glad.
Yep. I'm glad I finally remembered that.
Okay, so anyway.
So if you're watching later, George, please also forgive me on verse 3. I'm working with it. I keep just... tripping over my own tongue.
You keep messing it up.
All right, and then and also another message for George. So what I had planned on, I had a pleasant surprise. Bruce actually rolled in here. I didn't think he was going to be here this week, yeah, but he is. So Bruce is honoring us with bass, which is why I'm taking my bass off. And on Sunday we're going to add a little banjo or mandolin or both. I'll bring them both in, see which one works.
We'll run out of hands if we bring in the mandolin too.
Well, I can strap it on.
Both of them. That's actually there's a Waylon Jennings music video.
Brandon,
he's playing both.
All right, so I can't really declare this as the debut because George has already done this at his own church. But here's the debut. How's that?
Jesus began his ministry as he walked by the Sea of Galilee. He saw some men casting nets in the sea, and he said to them, come follow me.
Leave everything and follow me. You fishers of men, leave everything and follow me.
You want to try again? Did I come in early? All right, stop. This is Thursday night. This is for George. We want to make sure this is
awesome.
We want
to make sure this is right.
And we practice this way
which
more
that was not.
That was not. Okay. So what happened? Did I come in early?
Everything holds out.
Everything right. Follow me. Make you fishers.
We thank you, George, everything. For your forgiveness.
This is our first, you know, for some of us, this was the first time hearing the song.
That's right.
It was my third.
Okay, now we're going to do it right. Now we're going to do it the way we practiced, which was better than what we just did.
One, two. That was our sound check.
Sound check.
One, two. One, two, three.
Jesus began his ministry as he walked by the Sea of Galilee. He saw some men casting nets in a sea, and he said to them, come follow me. Leave everything and follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. Leave everything and follow me, and you'll get your reward in the end. Leave everything and follow me, leave behind your sins. Leave everything and follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Those men have been there fishing all night with empty nets, not a fish inside. When he sent them out to the deep end of the lake, they caught so many fish the nets began to break. Leave everything and follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Leave everything and follow me, you'll get your reward in the end.
leave everything and follow me. Leave behind your sins. Leave everything and follow me. And I'll make you fishers of men. Sink as all the fish that pulled in. Then one of them bowed and confessed his sins. Jesus said, be not afraid, stand up, my friend, for I have made you now a fisher of men. Leave everything and follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. Leave everything and follow me, and you'll get your reward in the end. Everything and follow me. Leave behind your sins. Leave everything and follow me. And I'll make you fishers of men. In Jesus' name, amen.
So yeah, the clicker fell down on her job. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I can't do more than five things at a time. I'm sorry. All of a sudden, I thought, where's the clicker?
You got that steady eighth rhythm going through the verses, George. And for some reason, I'm always a beat behind. I will get it. I will get it. I promise.
Hey, we got Sunday to get to do it again, and we're going to add.
We're going to add
another instrument, hopefully, to complement it and not distract from it.
I think it'll
fit.
Use some banjo.
I think we can do a little plucking and picking and through that. That'll be a lot of fun. Well, I'd like to think George would have commented if he was watching live, so that's okay. He will watch later. Watch live later?
Can't watch it live if we're not actually playing while you're watching.
Watch
it.
Live later. Well, it's a live recording. It's live mistakes.
The recording was live.
Yeah, and live mistakes.
And we'll still be
right. Another one.
Alive.
Another one to honor the fallen.
Let's end the bickering and play fun.
Seen my share of broken halos, golden wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go. Broken halos that used to shine. Come down from the heavens just to help us on our way. Come to teach us, then they leave us, and they find some other soul to save. See my share of broken halos. Golden wings that used to fly, they've all gone wherever they go. Broken halos that used to shine, broken halos that used to shine. Go looking for the results. Don't go asking Jesus why. We're not meant to know the answers. They belong to the by and by. They belong to the by. Share of broken halos, golden wings that used to fly. They've all gone wherever they go. Broken halos that used to shine. Broken halos. That halos that used to shine.
Excellent. Thanks, Brandon. How are we doing here?
How are we doing?
Carolyn June has joined. Well, that's a surprise. Nicole Trumbull, Noah's mom.
Yeah.
Nice. Glad you guys can hang out with us. And everyone else whose name I've not
really
mentioned.
That's really how our world revolves here. How are you related to Noah? That's how
Noah,
we...
Noah does a great job sharing, getting the shares out and everything. I mean, God bless him.
How have you met Noah?
Absolutely, we're doing this one. Absolutely.
As the storm clouds gather far across the sea, let us pledge allegiance to a land that's free. Let us all be grateful for a land so fair, as we raise our voices in a solemn prayer. God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with the light from above. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home. God bless America, my home, sweet home. From the mountains to the prairies to the oceans white with foam. God bless America, my home, sweet home.
Patriotic stuff. All right, one of Brandon's all-time favorites. Is that safe? Is that safe to say? Is it an all-time favorite?
I do like doing it.
I do it. I love it. I love it. I love it.
That's right. Red, white, and blue. And of course, for those, of course, I'm far enough away from the camera, people can't see my. Oh, they'll see it when I sit closer, when I share the message. But you'll see my flag tie. Tie? Yes, tie. Tie. Not bow tie. Not clip-on.
Not as cool as Larry Gallagher
could ever do bow ties.
That's
actually,
my excuse.
Actually, I talked to him. You're actually going to see Larry in a surprise moment, but I'll stop there.
Not tonight. There he is now.
Not tonight. Now I have a surprise for you. That's enough. I said too much already.
American girls, American guys, will always stand up and salute. We'll always recognize when we see old glory fly. There's a lot of men dead, so we can sleep in peace at night when we lay down our head. Well, my daddy served in the army, lost his right eye, but he flew a flag out in our yard. Till the day that he died, he wanted my mother, my brother, my sister and me to grow up and live happy in the land of the free. Now this nation that I love is falling under attack. A mighty sucker punch came flying in from somewhere in the back. Soon as we could see it clearly through our big black eye, man, we lit up your world like the 4th of July. Hey, Uncle Sam, put
at the top of his list. And the Statue of Liberty started shaking her fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start a ringing the bell. It'll feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue. Will be served and the battle will rage. This big dog will fight when you rattle his cage. You'll be sorry that you messed with the U.S. of A. 'Cause we'll put a boot in you. It's the American way.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name up at the top of his list. The Statue of Liberty started shaking a fist. And the eagle will fly, and it's gonna be hell when you hear Mother Freedom start ringing a bell. You feel like the whole wide world is raining down on you. All brought to you courtesy of the red, white, and blue.
Love it. You got to love it.
You've been doing that for how many years this time of year, and they haven't kicked us out?
Yeah. You know something? Let's actually just do two more here, then I'll let you guys take off, and I'll end with a message. So let's go through.
I'm out of.
Three. Oh, yeah, you're out of stuff. Correct.
Okay.
Correct. We
messed it up again. I broke it.
That's right. We moved it. No, you didn't mess it up. You did fine.
I need to go home.
You broke our screen.
Well, so normally at this point, I'd share a message, and we get back together and maybe do a few more. But I didn't. I only have probably maybe two, three tops. I get that. Tops.
ZZ?
So, yeah.
Like
yeah,
a ZZ
yeah.
top?
Okay. So I thought, we'll just go ahead and do them now.
Yeah, we don't have
do them
to
now,
wait.
And you guys can take off, and I'll share a message
here.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, because we already did that. That's right. That was one of them. So when we had our Northern Lights Emmaus gathering here, Dave, Pastor Dave Mack was over here, and Brandon was, Brandon's where Brandon is. And remember, Dave Mack, remember, he was kind of, come on, man, I want to hear LaGrange. I think we'll work up something for you. So we did.
So this is us actually practicing. We've not played it yet, so please forgive us.
Yeah, all of these.
For those of you that don't stick around after the message normally, please stick around for the message. We're just spreading the love a little bit now.
That's right. Don't let this chase you away.
The Lord's coming round to every church in town. To every shack out on the range. Hey, you know what I'm talking about. Just let me know if you want to go to that church out on the range. They got a lot of nice folks there. Have mercy. If you've got the time and the means to get yourself there, and I hear there's grace, it lights your face. Lord, I know I'm not mistaken.
short song. I mean, that was all.
That's a song that can either be 2 minutes long or 20 minutes long.
So there you go, Pastor Mac. Pastor Dave Mac. That's for you, baby.
I figured that's what you were going to do, and if you didn't end it there, I still would have said.
Okay, so Noah's asking if we're going to sing "I'm a Believer." Yeah, we'll do "I'm a Believer." But
we can do that, yeah.
But let's see, what do we got next? Did you want to do "Old Man"? Or did you prefer not? Or you want to wait till I got the banjo for Sunday? Or not?
We can
at
do
all.
It on Sunday. No, I love the song "Old Man." I want to do it at some point.
Well never
the
learned.
Drummer said which he can get over his drummer attitude.
Well then, we'll just move on to "I'm a Believer." Then we'll just go. Well, how's that sound?
Sure.
All right, no, we're gonna go to "I'm a Believer" for you, brother, and then that'll be enough for this evening, I guess. We'll have more fun on Sunday. "I'm a Believer."
I want to do "Riding the Storm Out" and "Old Man" on Sunday, then.
I'm coming up. I'm
well, we'll actually practice them
yeah,
on
we need
Sunday
to practice
morning.
Practice those, yeah.
Because those, but this one we've done enough times. That's right. That's right. We got to get her cool organ sound for "I'm a Believer," right? Originally written by Neil Diamond, made popular by the Monkees, with Christian lyrics, which you don't have on the screen, but you'll figure it out. You'll love it. Because Noah loves it. Therefore, you'll love it. Yes.
Ready as I am. That's the way it seems. This is forming, haunted all my dreams. Since I found His grace, I'm a believer. Not a trace doubt in my mind. I've been saved. Jesus broke the chains. Now the more I gain. Since I found His grace, now I'm a believer. Not a trace doubt in my mind. I've been changed. Jesus broke the chains. Now the more I give, the more I gain. Since I found His grace, I'm a believer. You can't trace a doubt in my mind. You can't change.
Always a grand time had by all, huh?
I agree with that.
That's all fun.
Except for when
all
I
fun.
Lose my voice in verse 2. Frog hopped up out of nowhere.
Indeed, indeed. Thanks, everybody. All right, so music is done for now. For those of you who want to stick around here, I'm going to
get
a little message
Sunday.
For you. Done till Sunday. In more ways than one. So give me just a moment here to switch over. All right. Glad everybody could... Those of you still sticking around, we really appreciate it. It's a good and gracious thing. I need to try and bring my phone up here to see if I can go ahead and get Facebook up so I can see any comments or prayer requests we got coming in. So again, bear with me. I've been reading, I've been using a devotional. It's called The Book of Mysteries by Jonathan Kahn, and it's a 365-day devotional. And it is, it's really good. Really good. So good to the point that I decided that the one I read today, I thought, okay, this is, I need to make this part of what we're sharing today. So, that's exactly what we're doing. And in the process of doing that, I'm waiting for this page to load up. Always amazes me. Facebook. So in Ohio here, Friday, we have, I guess everything's officially open, if that's the right terminology for all this. They have everything. The restaurants, I think, had already had where you could sit down. You could sit down outside, and you could, I think they're actually going to be letting them inside now with their distancing, is what's been happening with that. Well, and while that phone waits, we'll just dive right into what we got going on here. So as I mentioned to you, this book, this devotional, the Book of Mysteries, is it's got some pretty cool stuff in it. And the one that was, the one I was reading for today actually worked out pretty well. It's, you want to turn that off? There's a power switch on the side of that black one. Yeah, it's the one laying on the, underneath the amp. Reach to you'll be your left side, the other side. You'll feel a power switch here. You can click off. Thanks. He had all kinds of good stuff set up. But this was dealing with our cup and our cup overflowing. And as a matter of fact, it was I enjoyed it so much that I ended up posting scripture straight up for it too. And you know what? I'm gonna try something else here. Because I want to make sure I can see what you guys are saying here. Let me see if it's on this one. Oh, that won't do me any good. I'm on the wrong page for that. Okay, I'm flying blind. So, flying blind indeed. One of these days, technology will be nice to me. Let me know when that is. In the meantime, we'll see if it... Oh, it actually did come up for me that time. Yay! Okay, I can see you guys now. Excellent. Thank you. All right. So if you got any, again, if you got any prayer requests or any other comments you want to bring through as we're going through, please do. Please do. We've got it all happening here. So anyway, this was titled The Emmanuel Solution, and it's talking about being filled up. And if you saw my post this morning, both on the Greg Conrad music page and on the Faith for Healing page, and on my regular Facebook page, what you saw on there was the cup, and the cup and what everything all represents and what it shows. So pretty slick. It worked out pretty nicely. I really liked how the scriptures and all that stuff with it. But let me actually just read the way this is written, so you can get an idea for how this book of mysteries, this devotional, kind of speaks to you. It's kind of done in a story format where there's a man, the man is with a teacher. So it says it was early evening, just after dinner, and the teacher and I were sitting by the campfire, along with others, and he was holding a cup, an empty cup. He said, "How do we get rid of the emptiness?" Well, there's only one way, of course. How do you get rid of emptiness? It's by filling it, right? So the teacher went over to a fountain and filled the cup with water. "We have successfully removed the emptiness," he said with a slight smile. Mm-hmm. "Not by focusing on the emptiness, but by concentrating on removing it. So we remove the emptiness simply by filling the cup with the water. A simple solution, yet profound, even revolutionary when you apply it to life." So how did God accomplish salvation? Was it by removing evil from the world? No, because we all know evil is still in this world. He did so by his presence, by God coming into the world as Christ Jesus. That is what fills the cup. That's the good that fills our cup. He said he became God with us, Emmanuel. He said by pouring water into the cup, exactly. So God didn't take away our problems or remove them from the world. He did something better. He gave us the answer. He poured the answer into the world by Christ Jesus. He said, you see, salvation is not the absence of sin. It is the presence of God. And salvation is not the removing of the world's darkness. It is a shining of God's light into the darkness. I'm going to insert something here. You know, when we walk into a room, we don't turn off the dark. We turn on the light, right? And by the light, the darkness is driven away. And salvation is the incarnation of God. It is his presence. It's Yeshua Christ Jesus. It's the Emmanuel solution. So what does this reveal? You don't overcome the darkness by focusing on the darkness. You overcome darkness by focusing on the light. You've heard me mention that a lot of different ways, and that's why this one was really resonating to me really well. He said, and you don't overcome sin by dwelling on sin. You overcome sin by dwelling not on the sin, but on God. And you overcome emptiness by dwelling on God's presence. So you solve your problem not by dwelling on your problem, but by dwelling on the answer. And Christ Jesus is the answer, by being filled up with the answer. So you overcome sorrow by the presence of joy, and hate by the presence of love, and evil by the presence of good. So if you apply this secret, it will change your life. Overcome the absence of the presence by its opposite. It is as simple and deep. It's as simple as just pouring that cup into the water so you got that emptiness. So for those of you now feeling empty, I just pray for you now. Lord Jesus, I thank you that you just fill them up. And if you're feeling an emptiness now where you're really just missing things out, it's as simple as just saying, Jesus, I need you. Please fill me up. Lord, I repent of my sins. I know I need you as my Savior, my Deliverer, my Healer. A lot of you I know have been suffering from a lot of different problems, emotionally, physically. And this is the torment of darkness that's in this world. That's why we need to not focus on the darkness, but focus on the result, focus on the solution. So now receive his peace, his love, his joy, his freedom, his glory. For our God is good, and our God is able. Our God is an awesome, awesome and amazing God. And I've been watching for some comments on here. To see, I haven't seen anything jump on here real quick. So actually, I'm going to jump back over to where I had some scripture set up on the. Actually, it's what I posted this morning for what was from that. These specific scriptures from that. So I want to go ahead and read you the scriptures that were part of this devotional. So in Isaiah 7, verse 14, it says, "For this reason, the sovereign master himself will give you a confirming sign. Look, this young woman is about to conceive and give birth to a son. You, young woman, will name him Emmanuel." So that was a sign in Isaiah, the prediction of Jesus coming into the world, right, to fill this emptiness. And actually reading that scripture reminds me of a co-worker. Her daughter Sarah, just gave birth today. And that was a great and glorious thing. The enemy was trying to bring some fear for some different things, but it's all good. It's all good. God bless. God bless them. God's got all this covered. In Luke 6, verses 26 through, it's a longer one, through 36, but it's all good. Luke 6:26. "Woe to you when all people speak well of you, for their ancestors did the same things to the false prophets. But I say to you who are listening," this is Jesus speaking, right? "Love your enemies. Do good to those who hate you. Bless those who curse you and pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other as well. And from the person who takes away your coat, do not withhold your tunic either." And that's verse 29, and I want to hit the first part of that again. "To the person who strikes you on the cheek, offer the other as well." There was a custom with the Roman soldiers. Roman soldiers were only allowed to strike a person with the backside of their hand on a face. So if they struck your face for you to offer the other cheek, you see they couldn't do it. They couldn't do it. So in a subtle kind of way, that was Jesus' kind of way of saying, hey, do it. Verse 30, "Give to everyone who asks you, and do not ask for your possessions back from the person who takes them away." So when you loan something to somebody, don't expect it back. You know, it's great if you do. It's good for them if they do. It's good all around, but don't expect it. Give.
things will be given to you. Verse 31, treat others in the same way that you would want them to treat you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? For even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who do good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do the same. And if you lend to those from whom you hope to be repaid, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, so that they may be repaid in full. But love your enemies, and do good, and lend, and expect nothing back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because He is kind to ungrateful and evil people. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful. Boy, is God merciful. You know, in Lamentations 3:21-24, in those verses right there, it talks about God's grace is abundant. It flows fresh and new every morning. So when we sin and then confess to God, the word confess means to agree. When we agree to God that we messed up and we want to try and do better, when we do that, Lamentations 3:22-23 tells us that God wipes that slate clean like it never happened. God forgives and forgets, and we start fresh and new in the eyes of God the next morning. Isn't that awesome? We start fresh and new. So your past is not yours. Lay it down at the cross. In Romans 12, verses 9-21, this is the last part of the scripture I've got for you. Again, talking about the filling of the cup, the focusing on love. Love must be without hypocrisy. Abhor what is evil. Cling to what is good. Be devoted to one another with mutual love, showing eagerness and honoring one another. Do not lag in zeal. Be enthusiastic in spirit and serve the Lord. Rejoice in hope. Endure in suffering. Persist in prayer. Contribute to the needs of the saints and pursue hospitality. Rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. Bring comfort to them. Live in harmony with one another and do not be haughty, but associate with the lowly and do not be conceited. Do not repay anyone evil for evil. Well, that's just something that we all want to do, right? We all want to get even, right? Do not repay evil for evil. Consider what is good before all people. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all people. Verse 19, do not avenge yourselves, dear friends, but give place to God's wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, says the Lord. Rather, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will bring heaping coals upon his head. Just think about that. By your goodness against a person doing evil, by your giving of the goodness, essentially you are condemning them, because that means the wrath of God. God will take care of this. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good. And again, that's all from this book. Jonathan Cahn. You look him up. Jonathan, C-A-H-N. Put it up here for you. So you guys can check this out. You can really learn. You can get a lot of neat stuff. A lot of neat stuff. Jonathan was raised Jewish. He became agnostic, rejected God, and he was seeking truth, and he was seeking Christ. That's when he found Christ. And now look at what he's doing, you know, and sharing the good news. I mean, you gotta like it. I just love how God's been working through him. Let me jump back here to see if I can get Facebook to actually come up for me again here to show me if we got any other comments that have rolled in. Anything else we need to be praying for? I am not seeing anything else. So we're gonna finish all this tonight with prayer. And again, I know a lot of you are dealing with a lot of different problems, a lot of different tormentings. And hey, I deal with them too, right? But how do you get through these things? Just what we just shared. You got to focus on the good, because our God is good and our God is able, and He is there for you. You got to turn on the light. Like you heard me say it before, when you walk into a room, you don't turn off the dark, you turn on the light. The light of Jesus is in every single human walking this earth, because we are made in the image of God. You've got all that. And Jesus gives us His authority. Our simply declaring Jesus as our Savior, as our healer, our deliverer. You know, for many of us, when we accepted Christ as our Savior, it was a choice, right? It was a conscious choice. We said, Jesus, I accept you as my Savior. It's just that simple. If you're seeking healing from Christ Jesus, it's that simple too. Jesus, I accept you as my healer. See, the enemy in this world of darkness is always trying to throw all the doubts. I'm not worthy. I don't qualify, you know? But hey, forgiveness is real. I shared that with you earlier, Lamentations 3, 22 and 23. God forgives and forgets. That slate is washed clean. You know, 2 Corinthians 5:17, we're told that we are made a brand new creation in Christ Jesus. Some of the versions that you read say we are a brand new creature. So our past is not ours. You know, some people have been taught about this thing called generational curses. All right. When you accept Christ, you are born again in Jesus. So as you're born, there is no generation. Your generation goes back to Jesus. So don't be using generational curse stuff. Now, if you were raised in an environment where you had a parent that was an alcoholic, for example, you might be prone to that, okay? But that's not a generational curse. That's just the atmosphere and the environment you're in. And I know for some people, when they're raised in that environment, they see all the darkness that's bad with that, and they go away with it. Other people will use that as their excuse. Well, my dad was. My mom was. All right? No excuses, guys. No excuses. Christ didn't make any excuses with this. Jesus came here. He was beaten. Isaiah 53:5. You know, it was by his stripes we are healed. By the physical beating of Jesus, we are healed. That was prophesied. And at the moment Jesus was physically beaten, that's when your healing was able to be received in Jesus. Jesus could have stopped right there, and you still could receive healing in the name of Jesus. But Jesus isn't a halfway kind of guy. Jesus knew how important your eternal soul was for the forgiveness of sins to make it all the way into heaven. So Jesus went all the way to the cross. And you think about that, the way that Jesus was crucified. Can you imagine a nail pierced through your hands, through your feet, and then the piercing of the side there, you know, at the end. At the piercing of the side, now comes the water and the blood, is what the word tells us, right? The water and the blood. Be born again. Born again. A lot of people say, well, you know, I understand and I got it in my head and I got it in my heart, moving into my heart. No, actually, it's the opposite, guys. It's the opposite. You know it in your heart. It's born into you. You've got to get it from your heart up into your head. You've got to take that action. Jesus declares to us in Mark 16 and 17 and 18, he declares to us that these signs shall follow those who believe. They shall lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. They shall do things that we've not seen. They should be able to drink deadly things. They have deadly things come against them and they won't be harmed. You know. Now that's not, Jesus also tells us, you don't tempt the Lord your God. So don't be going out and getting some poison and drinking it, all right? You guys don't know better, all right? But the point of the thing is that, well, you know, that goes in line with Isaiah 54:17, which declares us that no weapon formed against you shall prosper. And no tongue shall condemn, for thus is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, says God. You are made righteous. Your faith in Jesus makes you righteous. So that Old Testament prophecy, that Old Testament scripture is yours. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. That doesn't mean they won't come. That just means it won't prosper. And how does it not prosper? You keep that cup filled. You don't focus on that emptiness. You don't focus on the darkness. You focus on Christ Jesus and the blessings that you have in your life. And I know some of you have been beat down so hard, you can't even imagine what it's like to actually focus on stuff good because it's just constantly bombarding you. And my heart breaks for you on that. But our God can do this. So I'm praying specifically for you, the people now that just feel so forgotten, that feel so disqualified, that feel so unworthy. You're loved, guys. I love you guys. You see me here every week. You see what we put together here for you with some music to feed your soul with a message to just strike home with you. And I don't do anything like preparations ahead of this. I mean, now granted, I read from this today because that's what God laid on my heart. But I don't sit and prepare a sermon or any of that stuff. I just speak from the heart because I trust in the Holy Spirit to give whatever you're needing. Whoever's watching this now or will watch this later, whatever you're needing, you are loved. You are worthy. You're beautiful. And I need you to say that out loud. Say, I am loved. I am worthy. I am created in the image of God. Jesus died to save me. Jesus was beaten for my physical healing, for my mental health, for my physical health. I shared with you before, we have three immune systems. You have your spiritual immune system, your emotional immune system, and your physical immune system in that hierarchy. So when you're staying focused on Christ, when you're getting into the Word every day, when you're reaching out to others, taking action as a believer, that's that spiritual immune system, which keeps you at peace here. Because you know how many of us, you've experienced this many times. You've been tormented emotionally, worrying about different things. And then what happens? Your body physically gets sick, right? Again, that hierarchy. So when you stay strong in the spirit, that keeps peace in the mind, which brings healing to the body. Almost sounds too simple, doesn't it? Well, it really is. It really is. Jesus did all the work. You cannot earn any of this. Well, I'm going to pick up my Bible. I'm going to read more. Then God will heal me. No. It's not about your works. It's about grace. It's about grace. God's amazing grace. Yes, it's good. You want to get the Word of God in here. Why? Because when the enemy comes at you, the enemy hates Scripture. Absolutely hates it. Absolutely hates it. There's the shortest Scripture in the Bible, right? Jesus wept. Boom, Scripture. Enemy hates it. Hates it. Because Jesus was showing his compassion, his love for Lazarus that had died. And what does Lazarus do? Jesus walks to that there and he says, Lazarus, come out! And Lazarus comes out. And everybody freaks out, right? They freak out because Lazarus came out. That's how much Jesus loves us, how much God loves us. I love you guys. Remember, your healing, it belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. If you go to my webpage, go to gregconrad.com. Go to gregconrad.com, and on the homepage there, it has a lot of prayers that they're great. I mentioned to you before, if you watched before, Philippians 4, verses 4 through 9, I declare that out loud every day, and I'm going to end that with you here. Because why? It's a battle cry. See, Ephesians 6:12 tells us we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and darkness. It's a battle for the mind, guys. And again, that mind stays protected by being strong in the spirit. Philippians 4 through 9. When my feet hit the floor, I do this. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. We give it all to God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall fill your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Finally, brethren, wherever things are true, honest, just, pure, lovely, of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. These things that you both learned, heard, received, and seen in me do. And the peace of God, it shall be with you. You know, the church here, it's empty. It's empty now. I'm the only human in here, but share with you who we're preaching to here, right? And our God is good. Our God is able. Expecting to see some people in these seats here in the next week. Because our God is good, our God provides, and it's a proper thing to come together and join in worship. Love you guys. Remember, your healing, it belongs to you because of what Jesus has done. Claim it. Rejoice in it. Don't let darkness drag you down. Keep your cup filled to overflowing through the Holy Spirit power and glory that resides only in Christ Jesus. Love you. We'll see you on Sunday and see you next week.